It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
With us this morning is Katie Gilbert. Katie is an associate professor of literature at Drury University, and she also serves in the capacity for the Missouri Humanities Council as a field rep. And she's wearing that hat today as we talk about the Missouri Humanities Council. So tell us a little bit about that, the Missouri Humanities Council, and why it's so important to our community.
The Missouri Humanities Council is a nonprofit organization that was created in 1971 when kind of national legislation authorized 56 state and territorial humanities councils. So we're all affiliated with the National Endowment for the Humanities, but we're focused on operating and working with the public on a very local level, Missouri. Our official vision is to provide programming in the humanities that creates a more thoughtful, informed, and civil society. On a more tangible level, we aim to connect Missourians with people, places, and ideas that shape our society.
So this program is called Making Democracy Work. So we're always intrigued when we see an event like this that you have coming up. You have an exciting symposium coming up later this week, focusing on the humanities and democracy. Yeah. So how did this come about and why that topic specifically?
So this is our second annual symposium in the humanities at Drury. We hope to make it a regular annual event. The kind of regular theme for the symposium is always humanities and the future. And then we have a specific topic under that kind of umbrella concept, right? So while the humanities involves the study of kind of the documents and records of human experience, which sounds kind of big and abstract, it really means kind of everything from participating in a book club to a conversation you might have with others after a film screening, to, you know, looking at art in a museum and learning the history of it. These are all kind of objects in the world that kind of record the human experience, right, and get us to think about what it means to be human. It's very much about kind of thinking about the past in that sense, but it's also alive in the present. And what we believe is that it also really helps us to think about the future, to anticipate it, to creatively meet it, to create kind of a rich set of possibilities for what kind of human experiences we can have in the future. So in this case, we want to think about what does democracy look like right now? What has it looked like historically in the U.S.? And what might it look like in the future, and how can the humanities help us to understand that?
So one of the programs or part of the panel discussion that you have during this symposium is on women's suffrage, the women's suffrage movement, both here in Missouri and also across the pond in England. And This being March is Women's History Month, so that's a perfect tie-in. So why was it decided to focus on that? You mentioned that the symposium will be, or the humanities will be covering history. So why did you choose this?
Right. So we do have a couple different panelists on different panels talking about the suffrage movement. We're coming up on the 100-year anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which marks the beginning of women obtaining the right to vote. I say beginning because not all women were granted the right then. It took years, decades for African American women and Native American women to receive that same right. But it is an important moment to mark in time. So these panelists get us to learn about what it took to make the argument for suffrage, right? And voting rights continues to be a really important topic today. So understanding these pieces of history and those stories and those human events really does shape the way that we can talk to each other about voting and suffrage and voting rights right now in the present and in the future.
So we haven't mentioned the date yet. Tell us when the date is and where the location is.
It's this Friday, March 22nd, and all events take place at Drury University.
One of the programs that evening is a special presentation called Confident Pluralism, Surviving and Thriving Through Deep Difference. That's a big title, What's the goal of this topic and who's the speaker?
The title comes from a book of the same name by Dr. John Inizu, who is professor of law and religion at Washington University in St. Louis. The heart of his argument is that there are seemingly irresolvable differences in the beliefs, values, and identities of citizens, right? How can we possibly argue for civic aspirations like tolerance, humility, and patience in this current moment? His talk provides one answer for moving forward, and it does so in part by drawing on the humanities. He analyzes the current state of the country, places our current moment in a broader national history, and he argues that pluralism is one of the founding creeds in the U.S., and helpfully, he lays out guidelines for our society and legal system to embrace practices involving persuasion instead of coercion.
So for more information on the symposium, give us the website or the address where people can find out more information.
It's MoHumanities, mohumanities.org. Click on 2019 Humanities Symposium. All events are free and open to the public. The Friday events are followed by a Saturday workshop specifically aimed at teachers of history and social studies.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Katie Gilbert, who is a field rep for the Missouri Humanities Council. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to the web at ksmu.org.